You know what time it is. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here's an A.
Hustle nigga stunning is my strong suit. Flexing with a honey cash. Look at what these songs do. Can't stay in the baller, baby. I do what I want to. I be with some steppers on. Care about what you gon' do. What shit like the Warriors? All my niggas gon' shoot. He gon' have to take a loan. So my niggas gon' do.
We got a good episode for you. This one gon' be a good one.
I just picked a Cuban up from Wifey, bitch. These stones new. Doji and Gabon is on my feet, and he's my favorite pal. Got a lot to lose, still can't be scared to take it down. I was in them slums, shit get dreadful.
I know a lot of y'all was saying Shaq, you showing a lot of legs, but it is what it is. I'm from the tropics.
Bitch, I call my last cases down. Ain't no second chances in this shit, so we can't play it fell. Floating around shit like a barber, Glock, knock off his facial
hair. Y'all already know the vibes. Welcome to Shaq TV with your boy Big Mo. And Charlie fucking Rocks. Charlie Rocks is in North Dakota right now. He in a fucking year-long hiatus. Year-long hiatus. We need you. We about
Yo,
to start.
Yo, Charles, I ain't give up your location, bro. He did,
you
bro.
You had to get in the location mode.
Right, he gave up the location.
Son. Do, moving back.
Nah, you all right. Just
listen.
No more locations.
Shaq TV going live. The credentials is there. The experience is there. I done traveled up and down the Eastern Hemisphere. Don't come for me. Don't try me. Hands, feet, work. And Mo is my mans. And he work out. So y'all know how that go.
Damn, I thought he was talking about me.
Y'all already know.
We got Imani the poet in the building.
We got right
Dallas,
here.
Dallas, Texas representing. We got Hugh in the building. Y'all ain't gonna see him yet, but y'all gonna see him. We got Big Mo in the building. Moises.
Y'all know the vibe.
And we got Mo.
Y'all already know what it is. We here.
Kanye West just recently got on a podcast with Joe Rogan, and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because I feel like he's misunderstood, and I feel like people and media, we all know the media control the way shit goes, and people run with narratives or whatever the case may be.
Facts.
So Kanye West had an opportunity to finally, like, say his piece and, like, not be in a room where people are expecting him to say wild shit or wanting him to say wild shit.
True.
Because the first wild shit he say, they're gonna run with it.
Yep.
And in this setting, it was like comfortable for him because like it was coming Joe from Rogan. A point of view of understanding him and not like anything he say attacking him. So one thing he said was him running for president.
Okay. Mm.
He said way back in 2015, he said he was in the shower and the idea came to him and he told Oprah and like a lot of people in the industry would, like came up to him and stuff was like, what are you doing? Why are you going to run for president? Blah, blah, blah. Just, and he felt like people were trying to put him in a cage, put barriers on him. And I want y'all opinion on how like a black man saying, I want to run for president, a celebrity, and it being looked at as like a joke or something that's not going to be taken serious. And when a white man that like has TV shows and is a businessman that has no politics knowledge just runs for president and becomes president. And I mean, the masses don't think it's okay, but like he did it. What are y'all thoughts on?
Well, the masses obviously think it was okay because he won the election.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's very true.
So that shows a lot of the state of the people in this country, bro, and how they really feel. But to answer your question, it's something that we are always gonna have to deal with, bro. They're always gonna doubt us. But you know what it is?
But he said even Oprah was doubting him. So that's even somebody that that had the clout to even like campaign for Kanye.
Let's not even get into Oprah right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She did a couple things that was red flags, you know.
I was about to say it too.
You know, I'm gonna let Oprah rock just because she's a billionaire, but she's been messing up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Got you. A little bit. I just want to say this for the record. Oprah did have a white man say the N-word on her show one time.
Oh,
there's footage of that. I'm gonna just let that rock.
Honestly, I didn't know that, but. Honestly,
I didn't know that either.
To go back to your question, bro, people judging, the masses judging Kanye West because of him running for the presidential election. Honestly, it can be laughed at, but why are we laughing at somebody who's built his worth and net worth off of people doubting him throughout the years coming from Southside Chicago.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a good point. You and know. Also, all the adversity he's faced, like, he's had to deal with the loss of his mother in the public eye. Mm-hmm. That's different.
That's a big loss.
Right. That's a big loss, bro. Like, I know everybody can identify with that because we all love our moms.
Even if right. you're not cool with your mother, that is a huge loss to any human being on this earth.
It's going to change the perspective no matter what. It's going to change it.
And then when you look at it from a theoretical standpoint, mm-hmm. he was the only child.
Right. So he was the sun, the moon, everything. Jupiter, all that, stars, everything.
Basically lost his best friend, and his mother, his number one support piece other than his family that he has now. So honestly, that can change any human being. And sure. if anybody's been following Kanye West over the years, it definitely has changed him. But not for the worse.
Okay.
I wouldn't say for the worse. I'm not listening. Saying it changed him for the worse.
I'm listening.
Maybe not better, but not for the worse. I feel like he's changed. He's gotten more mature. And like he said in a Joe Rogan interview, when he asked God to let go of fear, he lost his mother.
Right.
That's big.
That's tough.
That's tough.
I want to say him taking a picture with Trump and being able to like support Trump in a way or like co-sign Trump. Mm-hmm. How do y'all feel about that?
That's the shit that I was telling you when he did the George Floyd donation, that he basically what was it that he donated, like about $1 million and change to the George Floyd family?
Who, Trump?
Kanye. He donated this to the.
Can George you answer Floyd. My question?
I'm giving it to you. I'm giving uh-huh. it to you.
He's dodging, y'all.
I told you when he did that, he kind of want to vote in my favor, and the Trump shit. I kind of put that aside because of what he's been presenting to us now. You get what I'm saying? Like,
true.
I don't get what you're saying because if you was to ask him today, do he support Trump? I think he will say yes.
I feel like he supports Kanye now.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I see where both of y'all are coming from. I wouldn't even say it's that he supports Trump. He just wants to see humanity in a better light. Especially
I agree with that. He wants all of us to come together.
Because my thing is, let's look at Kanye's life. Kanye's never been a coon.
No. People accused him of that.
Kanye's never been a coon. He's never turned his back on the black community, not once. Mm-hmm. So what are we really talking about? If somebody's meeting with somebody just because he's white, that doesn't mean that the person's doing anything bad. He just wants to know what is he doing and why is he running for president? And what is he going to do once he's president? Clearly, he can't control anything because it's Kanye West and he doesn't have the presidential say-so and the checkoff to do that. But that doesn't mean he can't have an effect on Trump's decision because when you look at the black community and making it, Kanye's one of the people that you will have as your goals. Making it from Chicago, being a billionaire, that's unheard of.
That's true.
Right, but that has to count as a detriment to you that you want to see the good in everybody when everybody is not for all humans. Everybody is not, oh, we all have equality. We all have justice. We all have all these things that white people have. And it's to his detriment that I don't think it's naiveness because I know he knows, like, some people are evil, but he thinks that, like, Satan is a fallen angel, and at the end of the day, he's an angel. So that's where Kanye West, he wants to see the good in people, and it's to his detriment. And that's that true. Has to be, you have to be penalized for that. Your credibility has to be, some credibility has to be taken away because you got to see things for what they are in the moment and not, oh, he's the president, he's white, I know he's racist, I don't know he's doing all this, but we are all God children, and we not the ones to judge, we have to love each other. But in reality, Trump is doing a lot of fucked up shit, and you can't
co-sign that.
Right.
Can't co-sign that. That's very true. We're not just going to put a blind eye to what Trump is doing. Clearly, he's a racist, you know. Clearly, he has an agenda against people that are not of him, that are not wealthy,
right,
and don't come from the suburbs, you know. But my thing is, who's going to be that equalizer to show him basically where we come from and where we grew up? Who's going to be that voice for us?
I understand, you know, your point of view on that. that Kanye gives him a perspective that he doesn't have insight to.
Because we really honestly, bro, if you ever chill
with... Well, you think somebody could change Trump mom?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, hell no.
No, honestly, bro, what I'm saying, bro, is honestly, if you've ever been exposed, and I know you have, being I know what you do,
right,
to being with Caucasian people and being of people from different origins and backgrounds, literally, especially in New York, when you go to Manhattan and you chill with Caucasian people,
right, they don't know how niggas...
Yo, you will literally see that it's not only a different world, uh-huh, it's a different language that is spoken.
That's true. A big fact.
True. Code switch. In order for us to, like, acclimate...
That's a big fact. I agree with that.
That's true.
People that live, like, below, I want to say, like...
86,
listen, they think, like, down there is the same as 125th.
And it's not.
It's not even totally different world.
And it's crazy. It's ironic you say that, because... When I look back, not going off topic, but when I look back and I did an essay in college on one of the black leaders, you know, W. Du Bois, a great poet, and he said something about double consciousness. And I had to write an essay on that. Basically, double consciousness is knowing how to be a black man in a black world, but also being a black man in a white world, having two different mindsets because it's two different places you got to be in.
True. And you got to operate different in both places.
Completely different. Not saying that you can't still be hood, but you got to be extremely smart when you get to these places, because one slip up and you might not have that opportunity anymore.
Right. That's crazy that you mentioned that, because on the previous episode we was talking about, I don't know if you experienced this at a workplace you worked before, but Caucasian people, they walk around like they own the spot, but they a regular worker just like you. I get that vibe. Have you ever experienced that?
Honestly, it may go to a detriment to me, because I try to find the good in everybody. But definitely, I feel like I have had some prejudice, because when people see that everybody gravitate towards you, there's going to be some level of animosity and hate towards you. So definitely, I see that. Not from just Caucasian people. Like Rel said, it be your own kind. It don't even be white people. It be your own kind. Right. I'm like, yo, bro.
And that's why you be blind to it.
I thought you from the hood. What's up? We're supposed to be good. Right. But it's not like that.
It be your own people that really put you in a predicament that you shouldn't be in. And honestly, now that you mentioned that it be your own kind, I want to talk about how... Let's put Kanye aside.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's talk about how in our communities, we support, let's say, big name brands. But up and starting companies founded by us, we look at them... Like, nah, I ain't fucking with you yet. You feel me? Why is it that in the hood we have that mindset, in your opinion?
Honestly, because I feel like we put so much validation on things that's expensive, we don't realize the real value and things that are up and coming in our communities. How come I could look at Dior like it's fire, but I can't look at my man's thing that's up and coming as fire as well? Just because it's a lower price, you don't know the material, or you don't know the knowledge that this guy put into making his brand and company, but yet you wouldn't want to belittle it because it's not Dior or Versace. Basically, we have to have a mindset switch, bro. And honestly, it comes from the home.
Okay.
Break
that down.
Basically, a lot of people's households is not up to par. That's why we want to chill with our bros so much, because we don't want to handle what's at home.
I can relate to that.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I can relate to that, brother. That's a fact.
I feel like the whole brand situation is like, it's like brainwash. I feel like when you see, like, I feel like as human beings, we are attracted to, like, men are attracted to women. I mean, if you identify something else and you're attracted to something else, that's a different story, right? But I feel like men are attracted to women. Women are attracted to men.
Naturally.
And, like, we have cars, big houses, money, and all these physical stuff that we care about. And when you see, like, a man getting woman because he has Micah Marys on, and he has a two-tone Rolly, and he has, like, this Dior jacket.
Talk to him.
You're thinking, like, yo, I need that to get woman, or I need that to feel fulfilled, or I need that to be happy. And I guess we just got to change our mindset as humans of, like, what really matters or what is, like, attractive. Because that same guy that has that on, I don't have that on. I just tell jokes and women come after me. So it's like, I don't know how to say it. I just have a mindset of like, that's the way he's getting it. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But the way I get it is a totally different way. And at the end of the day, we both getting it. But like,
yours Instagram, might last longer.
Right. Instagram, social media, all of this
shit lit.
Is making it seem like that's the only way to get it. Like, by having like 10K followers or this much likes on your photos. And it's like, the person with 500 followers is still
getting the same. That's cap. Because if I got 100K followers and I hit that DM, my shit is going in there like powerful.
It's going to be the first one.
You feel me?
Especially if it's verified.
My shit is going in there.
That's because of fucking algorithm. Instagram algorithm is fucking up the whole shit.
Nah, man. Yo, I'll tell you right now.
Let's not talk about the algorithm right now.
Man, the algorithm, we know this is facts, bro. All right. Your follower count, that shit hold weight, bro.
Holds weight.
Right.
In this world that we live in right now, sadly.
But Moises, I want to ask you, do you feel like you need those things to be successful in life?
No.
Hell no. By any means, I don't let the outside world dictate my life. I dictate my life. So, social media doesn't dictate my life, but it does facilitate some aspects of my life. I'll tell you that.
I could say, honestly, out of all the millionaires we know, most of them that got the real, real bread aren't on social media That you wouldn't even know.
We don't even know them. That's the crazy
that you
part.
Wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know.
You would not know that. Yo, hold on. Wait, your dad, he owns a company?
Mm-hmm.
Company? You know, we got a Florida mansion that we only go to sometimes a year when it gets cold out here.
It's a vacational home.
Vacational home. Wait, yeah. You guys have multiple houses?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
And you find that out and you're like, I thought this person on Instagram has all the assets.
Nope.
No, the person who's low-key and doesn't really want to show it because they want to maintain that lifestyle and have some peace and comfort.
Right.
It's really living that life. And then it gives you a different paradigm shift in your mind. Wow, I could live a great life and not have to showboat it. But going back to your question, Mo, you know, I'm Shaq. It does play a role because if I have 100K followers, I can spread my business to a more of a broader audience. Facts. As opposed to 500.
That's true. But like, if you got 100K followers and only 100 people is buying your merch, that shit don't mean nothing.
I mean,
and that happens. People be having wild followers, and this is just Instagram
model.
She got an album out. She got like 2 albums out. But she on here naked pictures. Not naked pictures, but like in bikini and like, you know what I mean, posting. And like, she got 100K followers. But if you go to her SoundCloud, she got like 10 plays.
Honestly, she bought probably not 99K followers, if we're to be...
There you go.
If we're to be realistic here. Because Instagram allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's... When I look at the pictures and I see the likes, it's really not up to date and it's fluctuating. I'm like, yo, you know everybody at the age is really not dumb. We know you bought it. At least have some...
Like, we know the game.
At least have something to back you up. If you have 100K followers and you're only getting 200 likes... Fam. We got to do better.
Fam.
Right.
We have to do better.
Gotta relax.
But listen, there's sheeps and there's lions. There's a lot of sheeps out here that see that and be like, oh, this person got clout. This person got this. This person got that.
My question is this, Shaq. How come everybody that I know is moving to L.A.? I want to know that. I want to know that game.
Congratulations, L.A. Lakers. What? Congratulations, L.A. Dodgers. I don't know.
People got L.A. money now?
No. Bad people.
Who you know is moving to L.A.?
Mad people on my time like got L.A. money.
You sure?
What?
Oh, man. I ain't going to expose nobody, Bandemic Boys, but we ain't going to talk about that right now.
Atlanta, too. Atlanta is hot. Atlanta is hot on the Bandemic.
We ain't going to talk about that right now.
Atlanta is hot right now, too. I see y'all. I want y'all to know. But I'm going to tell y'all this.
Couple pieces here.
This is why New York is fucking up. Because I remember Ibra asked me the other day to buy some sneakers. And I was like, buy some sneakers for what? New York has no light life. I'm not the Instagram, take a picture, post it on Instagram. Like, look at these sneakers I got. Like, I have a backyard now, so I don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah, tell him.
I could go right back there.
Talking shit.
And there's levels to this shit.
Tell him.
Yeah, I see y'all buying expensive shit to go out and show it off and then go back home.
Whole crib looking crazy.
Not even whole crib looking crazy. You're just uncomfortable.
Facts.
It might not be consciously, but unconsciously, your brain being quarantined in like a small apartment, that's just not healthy for you. I've done it. I've been stuck on my fire escape. So I know the feeling. But you know what I did? I said, fuck them sneakers. If I'm going to be quarantined, I'm be quarantined in the backyard.
Mm.
So people, we got to change the way we think about material things, because like, I get it. It makes you happy. Trust me. I like fancy shit.
Facts.
But like, I'm not about to do that when I know it's just for show. Like, just to get people to be like, yeah, he got that. Ha, ha, ha. Kanye West said it. He was like, damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. I just did it so I could say I got it.
Mm.
So it's like, you just got to be listening.
Y'all talking about,
focus
though,
up.
But y'all making it seem like it's bad to front out here. Like, it's bad to front?
Yo, Mo, you know what this motherfucker said?
What he said?
Talk to me.
What he said, bro?
We was talking about, like, changing the world, right? And having people, listen. And having people, like, yo, share certain shit. Share resources. This motherfucker says, oh, I want my own yacht, right? And
facts.
I go, listen, Mo, I go to him and I say, okay, you not using that yacht 12 months out the year. So why not just have a yacht that you own? He's part owner, I'm part owner, Imani's part owner, Ibra's part owner, and we all divvy up, like, listen, 3 months, I'm using the yacht, I'm going down to Mexico, blah, blah, blah. Moises got 3 months, he going to Greece. I got 3 months, I'm going to Australia, Sydney. Imani got 3 months, he going to Brazil, he like his Colombians.
Mm-hmm.
Ibra got 3 months, he going to
Barbados.
Now he going to Madagascar.
Y'all ain't gotta do my boy like that.
Right. But my point is, it's like we all could share a yacht and it still be like, yo, I got a yacht. And you don't need your own private yacht.
I need my own yacht. Fuck you talking about.
Got him thinking, look, he stumped, y'all.
Honestly, the part owners of a yacht is not a bad idea.
It's not.
But having your own yacht is a bigger flex.
Bro, come on, son.
But at the same time, Shaq was right. You're not going to use that 12 months out of the year knowing how the waves move.
Right.
And they're attracted to the moon. And that affects it, you know?
I feel you. But the same
goes. So it's like you just got a yacht there sitting for no reason.
Time out. The same goes for any precious jewel you buy. All right, you buy a nice piece. You going to wear it every day?
I might wear it every day. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, Mo, I know you, Mo.
I'm not gonna wear it every day. I'm not lying.
I know you.
I'm lying. I'm not gonna wear it every day, but I'm gonna wear it when I feel like it. It's personal.
Yeah, I'm not talking about personal things. Like, I'm not about to share sneakers with you.
A yacht is a personal
thing,
bro.
No, yacht is not personal, bro.
You know why? Because you're not gonna be on a yacht by yourself. Just looking at the sailor. Or the captain.
Yo, I need y'all to kill him, please. YouTube,
I'm gonna be like, yo, we out to back yachts. I know, I need all my niggas to have.
Gonna be like, yo, we out to DR right now on a yacht. Stop playing with me.
That's a vibe.
That's a
big
vibe.
And I can provide that for all of y'all. And Shaq, if I own a yacht, you own a yacht. You just don't have the paper suite. You feel what I'm saying?
But like, when we do that, we all going together. So like, when we not doing that, you going by yourself?
But this is the shit about part owners of yachts, right? Being part—that's crazy. We talking about yachts right now.
It's gonna be much cheaper.
It's not crazy.
The maintenance.
We're speaking it into existence.
Right.
True.
But the maintenance of it is gonna be much cheaper because we split into five ways.
This is the shit. We're having part owners.
We got five jet skis on that bit. Like,
there's five different interests. Let's say there's five people. There's five different interests involved.
Okay.
Right.
So
that's what I said.
What's to say my investment is I'm not investing more than the other person, in either financially or emotionally or through actions. Like,
bro, we split in five ways. There's no mix up. If the yacht costs $100,000, we split in that five ways. There's no mix up there.
I'm letting you know.
And
right
who
now,
invested more money?
If you, for example, you live with roommates, right?
Yeah.
If you ain't hold your own, niggas ain't gonna want to live with you.
Right. So that's why you don't get a yacht with niggas that's not gonna hold their own.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That shit, that's just too iffy, bro.
Who here you think not gonna hold their own when we get the yacht?
Shit, I don't know, man. You need to have different type of money for the yacht.
Spooky, bro. He's spooky.
Yo, bro.
You see what I'm talking about, Mo? You can't see all body. Listen, if we all this is like his insecurities getting the best of him. Cause if I'm telling you, right, let's do this shit together. And you having thoughts in the back of your head like, yo, he might not be all in, shit might be iffy, blah, blah, blah. That's you. Don't project that onto us.
Nah, it's not me, bro. It's experiences that I've had.
Because you fucking with niggas that ain't right.
Some niggas that ain't right.
Right.
But then, okay, then I go into to a relationship not expecting that you're not going to hold your own. But I do have that in the back of my mind. Like, that's not a bad thing, bro, to have experiences.
So you have that what if in the back of your mind?
Yeah. Because I don't, at the end of the day,
this is how I'm moving. I'm like, yo, I'm all in. If shit don't work, it don't work. We figure it out after that. I'm not thinking about like, what if it don't work? Like, that's when shit don't work because you focus on
that. That's not what I'm saying, bro. Is if I'm going on a journey, I need to know that I can count on you. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And if I don't feel I can't count on you, I can't do nothing with you. You feel what I'm saying?
So you not in the school of listen.
I'm not in the school of babying people, bro. I'm in the school of letting niggas know what's up.
Alright, but if Mo my man's, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm taking him to the gym. And he don't like to work out. That's not his thing. But like I know in my mind, like this would be so beneficial for him if he get on this schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And
put the work in.
Right. So I'm gonna put my trust out there and be like, yo, when I'm going to the gym, I'm telling you to pull up.
Right.
Tell him pull up two days a week. He pulls up only one day. I'm not going to be like, yo, I told you let's stick to 2 days. Come on. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm going to be like, all right, let's do one day. We do one day. Then we move it up to 2 days. Then we move it up to 3 days. It's, you got to meet people. It's not about babying. You got to meet people where they at and know, like, how people think and how society, you know what I mean, brainwashed them. And it takes a while to undo that.
But Shaq, okay, so what I'm getting from you is that you pick and choose who you take your time with.
Of course.
Okay. All right, I do the same shit, bro. But I do it to the other extreme. Like, I pick and choose who I give a chance to.
But if it's like, if you care about someone, like, I don't...
Yeah, but it's not about caring, Shaq. Because at the end of the day, I care about myself. And at the end of the day, if I'm involving somebody with me, my future is in the line. That's how I look at it.
That's very true, though.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. So
how you look at it, Mo? You think about yourself or
because team? Because my thing is, look, if you're not good, how can anybody else be good? You got to make sure you're good first. That's the foundation.
Right.
You feel me? And remember, us being men is very different from being women. I understand women are very independent out and doing their thing. But as a man, the stronghold of a household, if you're not the rock and foundation, everything could potentially be fucked up.
Right.
So you just have to be extremely consistent and aware of who you bring into your space and energy at all times, money or no money.
Right.
You feel me? Because okay. Say you're having a positive week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you've been having great energy, everything. But somebody comes around you with messed up energy. You're going to be like, yo, bro, get this dude out of my crib ASAP. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And that's just a fact. So I get where both of y'all are coming from. It's just, I feel like in every situation, you just got to be aware and hope for the best. But be prepared if something doesn't happen. Because you can plan for stuff, right?
Right.
But remember, there's an almighty God. And most of the times when we plan for stuff, it doesn't go.
Yeah, that's not his plan.
How we plan it. Uh-huh. Exactly.
So you still haven't answered my question in terms of like, yo, group situation with the yacht or you want your own yacht?
I ain't gonna lie. I would say group situation with the yacht.
Uh-huh.
One thing is, if I have a yacht, all my sons are going to be on it, so I don't know. That's tough.
That's true, though. Because
think about it. If I have my own private jet, clearly my sons is going to be there.
That's a fact. That's right. True.
But like...
But I own a jet.
Right. Yeah. But it's different for like the world globally in terms of like...
The perspective?
Not even the perspective. For like Okay, if we own a yacht, instead of five of us owning a single yacht, it's better for the planet.
I love Shaq, man, because he's really a good soul, bro. He's really, this is what he's thinking at the end of the day, and I love you for it, bro.
Bro, but I'm from the Caribbean, bro. The shores are, listen, I know y'all don't believe in global warming, but the shorelines are moving. Sooner or later, countries are going to be underwater. Shit is, the earth is on fire. I know y'all don't believe it, but the earth is on fire. And I'm telling y'all, we're going to move to a society that is totally different from what we grew up in.
It's already turning different, bro.
The world is turning very different right now. You know, honestly, I feel like the pandemic was a blessing in disguise for a lot of people. Right. A lot of people got reassurance. You got to see your family more. You got to be in the house more and really value what's important in your life. You feel me?
Right.
And honestly, it made the whole world slow down because the world was getting messed up big time. This pandemic actually helped the world.
Shit was just fire.
And propelled it forward, you know, for years to come. So, honestly, when we look back at the yacht, I wouldn't mind owning it with a couple other people that I know have their finances right and can actually contribute and be able to maintain it.
The only way I'm doing it. Think I'm about to be like, yo, one of my mans from St. Kitts, I know he don't got the bread to maintain the yacht. I'm not going to be like, yo, let's get a yacht together. I'm talking to people that I know that
got that bag.
We can maintain it together.
Definitely. Because it's not about getting something. You could get it. How you going to maintain it over here?
It's about keeping it.
Jay-Z said it, man. If you can't buy it twice, don't even look at it.
Facts.
That's true. But my thing is, when Jay-Z said that, I feel like he should have elaborated a little more. Because I've been thinking about this for like a year plus now. I'm like, yo, my thing is, if a sneakers costs 200, right? Uh-huh. But you got 400 in the bank, you can't afford it, bro.
Nah.
That's true.
You got priority. It's prioritizing
you,
shit.
You That's can't true. Afford it.
That's true.
That's why I
so
say
so it's not if you,
you
can buy
you should
it
be able to buy it three times. That's why I say three times. You feel me?
Right.
If
right.
You got 600 in the bank. Uh-huh. All right. That costs 200. Maybe I could buy it now.
Right.
But Jay-Z said if you could buy it twice, nah, I feel like he should have elaborated. Because I know Jay-Z, if he was pop right now, he would not be buying $200 sneakers. You feel me?
Right.
Like most of us in the community. I went downtown. There was a big line. And I'm like, wait, hold on. I know most of y'all is in unemployment right now.
Facts.
Unemployment hitting.
Unemployment fake hitting right now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Even though they lowered it.
Right.
Nah.
Unemployment is hitting.
Unemployment hit. Like, I'm talking about a hit, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Trump did his thing with that.
All right, scammers. We heard y'all.
Trump did his thing with that. Well, unemployment, he did his thing with that. I can't say any bad thing about that. But, you know, we just got to see what's hitting and how the rest of the year is going to go into 2021, because it's really a pivotal moment right now, especially since the year's ending.
Right.
With everything everybody went through, we lost Pop Smoke, lost Kobe in 1 year.
Right.
Very, very tragic losses
to
communities all around the world.
And Moises say he fuck with Trump.
I fuck with some of his. I told you, this is what I said.
Put your lips on the mic.
Pause. This is what I said. I said, I don't fuck with Trump on his racial stance and immigration stance. Other shit, I could get down with.
Other shit like what? The building a wall shit?
His policy.
You dig that?
I said immigration.
All right.
Immigration.
Yeah.
Immigration, Shaq.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like Trump as a Republican.
I don't care if you raise a lot of money.
Right. Watch this. So him telling the KKK and whoever he told to stand by and stay ready. You agree with that?
I don't agree with that.
So that has nothing to do with immigration. And
I know, Shaq, but listen.
Him putting out a newspaper article saying, oh, them five boys that was like wrongly accused, oh, they should get the death penalty. You agree with that?
Nah, he's fried on that.
He's fried. But
him touching women when they don't want to be touched and doing all that extra shit. You agree
Shaq,
with that?
I need you to keep the same energy with the Democrats.
What do you mean keep the same energy with the Democrats? Democrats are not in power.
Let me tell you this.
All right, go ahead.
Let me tell you this. Joe Biden, do you consider him a racist?
Yo, don't change the fucking topic.
Nigga, answer the question.
How you going to ask me a question? I just asked you a question.
Nah, because last episode I already answered this question. Answer the question.
What?
You think Joe Biden is a racist?
Yes.
So what the fuck is your case for voting for him?
He's less of a racist than
that, Trump. That's your shit? He's yes. less of a racist?
Yes. Yes. My- yes. 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 Yes.
Y'all hear this dude?
So wait. If you know, right, somebody wants ill will of you, but you know one of them is going to shoot you in your kneecap, you might not be able to walk again. But the other one, he's just going to slap the shit out you. Which one you be like, yo, take me. The one that's going to slap you.
None of them. I'm a grown ass man.
You have two options.
Who said?
The government.
That's what they.
We have Republican and Democrat.
I'm gonna let you know right now. Your life changed during Trump's presidency, bro. I'm letting you know right now. You asked me the questions, yet you don't want to answer the tough question. Answer the fucking question.
Yes, my life changed.
Right?
Yes.
In a positive or negative way?
Negative way.
How?
Way negative.
How?
What do you mean how?
How?
My mental capacity. My family in St. Kitts is suffering because of fucking shit he's doing.
You gotta be elaborate,
listen,
bro.
Listen. All right, I'm going to be elaborate. Trump passed an immigration law.
Uh-oh.
That basically made it harder for me to get my mother here.
Facts. I know this. This is facts.
That is affecting me. My insurance is affecting me.
Okay.
The way he handled this whole pandemic situation is affecting me. Mm-hmm. He really fumbled that.
He fumbled that.
We should have been open by now. When he first knew about it in January. He knew about it in January.
This is shit that blows my mind.
Even before that.
Hold on.
Right, he knew about it before.
He's the one advocating for the country to open, and the Democrats are the one advocating for it to close. So explain that to me, Shaq.
Because Moises, I can't. I'm gonna explain to you like you're a fifth grader, because mm-hmm. they had a show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? And I don't think you are. So, one, he knew about it in January before it even hit.
And he said that he had.
Listen. Right then and there, he could have shut down the country and said, "Everybody, stay inside. Let's get this under control. Let's know what we're dealing with first and get this under control." But no. He left the city open.
This country.
He left the country open. Shit hit. Shit got bad. Then he said, okay, he's going to leave it up to states to do the shutdown. What states want to shut down, do what you want. Mm-hmm. Then certain states shut down. Mm-hmm. Then the numbers kept getting crazy. Then he was like, everybody shut down. Mm-hmm. Then they was like phase one, okay, people opening back up, but the cases wasn't going down.
They're still not.
Enough people caught the fucking virus to where the numbers got stagnant. It was going up, but it wasn't going up as fast as usual.
Right.
So he reopens up. He tells everybody else, you can open up if you want. Like, it's up to the state if they want to open up. And that's why Democrats are saying, if we were in power, we would have shut it down to make sure we get everything under control. That's to explain your point of saying Trump wants the shit to open up, but we don't have it under control to open up. That's like, I don't know why is that not making sense to you?
We don't have it under control to open up?
Yes. Other countries have it under control so where they can open up and go back to schools and walk around safely.
So you're advocating for things to get closed down?
Yes.
But that you said the opposite of that.
What you mean?
You said the country should have been open by now.
I'm saying it should have been open because he should have shut it down a long, like when it
but
first started.
But we did shut down, Shaq.
And shut down?
Yes.
Nigga, I was outside.
You was outside.
But
the whole fucking, you was not supposed to be outside, bro.
Right, but that's what I'm telling you. Like that shutdown he did, that was some soft shutdown. Nigga, he said shit is shut down, but niggas was
so
still
going out. Come on. So you would have preferred him to launch the military to enforce it? You be saying some dumb shit, man.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We have come to the end of the episode. Ladies, please, pop your pussy for real niggas only.
You be killing me, y'all.
And wear your mask. Fellas, wait your turn. Stop hating. Love, peace, everything. People stay safe.
That's a fact.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Maintain a safe distance. Peace and love.
Hey, what you talking about?